Lodge and the Phillips Public Library and be at the First Presbyterian Church. It's across the street from, well, kitty corner from Norvado there.
All right. Right on Avon, I think that is, right? Is that right?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Always a big event, always well attended. And it's a very unique event because not only everything that goes on in Avon, but there's nonprofits kind of scattered through the downtown area too. So people kind of make the loop down there and find all kinds of good treasures and good baked goods, right?
Yeah. This year, most of our nonprofits will be, is it on Cherry Street? It's up from the movie theater.
Okay.
There might be a few downtown that we don't know about, but the ones that registered with us are going to be on Cherry Street, right next to the courthouse.
All right.
And our food vendors will be in the parking lot there north of the old Fred Mueller building. So,
okay. Always a great day. So at 9 o'clock, it all gets going. Get there and always and very easily accessible, too. Lots of good parking with very few steps, flat surface. So even those who might be a little challenged to get around, it's easy to kind of mill around there, isn't it?
Yeah. And then after we're done with the Fall Harvest Fest at Burgers Bar and Grill, we have the rib cook-off, and that begins at 3 p.m. at Burgers Bar and Grill.
All right. Very good, Sandy. Good information. Thank you so much. We'll try to keep the weather forecast looking good for you for Saturday.
I think it's going to be in the 70s.
It's going to be wonderful. It's going to be beautiful, yes. All right, Sandy, thanks for taking time to share with us. We appreciate it. Have a great day.
Okay, thank you, Joe.
You bet. Sandy with the Phillips Chamber. That's always a great event. Of course, I lived in Phillips for 16 years, and it is a fun, wonderful event. The nonprofits, the Lions and others, and a lot of churches have bake sales and stuff like that, and the crafters. It's just a nice, relaxing day. So I encourage you to mark that on your calendar for Saturday. The music is always wonderful coming up and down the street, and the crafters they have, they're crazy, just absolutely crazy. And that's all the crafters are right. I mean, Highway 13 goes right through Phillips. For those of you who are listening in the outskirts, maybe a little bit, and aren't familiar maybe with Park Falls Phillips, but Highway 13 goes right through Phillips. So you just go to 13 and then just a block west, just right on the, if you go the one way, you're going to be in the water, so you don't want to go there. So you go the other way west, and there you go. That's Avon Avenue. Lots of parking there, and it is a great day. The Phillips Fall Harvest Festival going on this Saturday in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Alexis Merritt with Northwoods Realty. This 4-bed, 2-bath home in the village of Butternut has great potential. The first floor features a spacious kitchen, laundry room, formal dining room, large living room, plus a bonus room. Upstairs leads you to 4 large bedrooms and a full bath. Property also features a full unfinished basement and space to build a small garage. This home is ready for your vision. Don't miss the chance to make it your own. Call me at 815-527-1546 to view this property now.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, and don't forget your visiting family, we have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. We sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Northwoods Service Center is your one-stop shop for Northwoods fun. Whether it's time to play or time to pack away, don't settle for less. Get your whole watercraft winterized by a certified power sports technician. Bring Jared your boat and your outboard motor. He's the one you want working the whole checklist and protecting your investment with the highest quality shrink wrap. They'll even park it for you and keep it safe at the new Northwoods Service Center storage lot. Get your boat taken care of, winterized, wrapped, and stored at Northwoods Service Center next to Valley Laundry in Park Falls. 715-518-9118.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News Vice Presidential Debate. I'm Sherry Preston. J.D. Vance and Tim Walz standing side by side in their first and probably only showdown. They discussed immigration, the economy, the Middle East, and abortion last night on the debate stage. ABC's Chuck Sievertson keeping an eye on what was said.
On abortion, Republican Vance.
I never supported a national ban. I did, during when I was running for Senate in 2022, talk about setting some minimum national standard.
Democrat Walz about a woman under restrictions in Georgia.
She had to travel a long distance to North Carolina to try and get her care. Amber Thurman died in that journey.
In the CBS News Vice Presidential Debate, Vance saying that Walz signed a bill that put no obligation on doctors to save babies born under botched abortions is not true.
The election is now just over a month away. Today, Vance will travel to the battleground of Michigan and Walz will be in Pennsylvania. There are no more debates scheduled before November 5th. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The risk of wildfires is higher than normal this week. The Department of Natural Resources is asking people to check for fire danger levels before doing any outdoor burning. The forecast calls for dry, windy weather. The main cause of wildfires this time of year is burning brush and leaf piles. Donald Trump returns to Milwaukee for the first time since accepting the Republican nomination for president. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Trump delivered a subdued speech focusing on educational matters, particularly criticizing the low reading proficiency rates in Milwaukee public schools. The former president also addressed recent events in the Middle East.
I think even Iran would have been in the Abraham Accords. Ultimately, it would have been great for everybody, and you would have had peace in the Middle East.
Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. This weekend, Saturday and Sunday, October 5th and 6th, Wildwood Wildlife Park Zoo and Safari is having their third annual Pumpkin Patch event. You can hop on the tram ride, take the safari, and get dropped off in their homegrown pumpkin patch, where you can hand-pick your very own pumpkin. There'll also be snacks and drinks, all while you and your children play games. And then when you're ready to leave, just get back on the tram, where it will take you back to the parking lot. Once again, this is this weekend, Saturday starting at 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. as well. Stop on by Wildwood Wildlife Park Zoo and Safari in Minocqua to find pumpkins, games, a tram ride to and from the pumpkin patch, more pumpkins, photo opportunities, refreshments, even more pumpkins, and don't forget you can actually pick your own pumpkin. Did we mention they have pumpkins? Because they have a lot of pumpkins. Please stop by and pick some. I'm Austin Brume, and this has been local Civic Media News.
The Brewers face elimination tonight. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers will play the Mets today in Game 2 of the best-of-three wildcard round. Yesterday, the Mets defeated the Brewers 8-4, retiring the final 17 batters to take the win. Manager Pat Murphy said the Brewers will need to respond today after not being able to put anything together late in yesterday's game.
Same with them. Neither team got a hit after those runs scored. Interesting. You know, I don't know what inning that was when they got the five, but whatever it was, nobody got a hit after that. Isn't that crazy?
First pitch is after 6:30 p.m. If the Brewers win, they'll play a decisive Game 3 tomorrow evening. The Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the L.A. Rams on Sunday after losing last weekend to the Minnesota Vikings. Kickoff this Sunday against the Rams is after 3 p.m. on Sunday. The Milwaukee Bucks announced their 2024 training camp roster on Monday. Camp begins tomorrow for the Bucks. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
A historic title town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin. Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken daily. Fridays, enjoy fish fry with salad bar. Saturdays, look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, take it to the house with a tasty prime rib with a championship salad bar. Game day breakfast on Sundays at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
This is the Titletown Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
The Packers get back to work today, starting their preparations for Sunday's conference road game in Los Angeles against the Rams. Both teams banged up entering that matchup. The Rams without both of their top two receivers, Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua. The Packers expected to be without wideout Christian Watson, who suffered a high ankle sprain in their loss to the Vikings on Sunday. Fellow receiver Jaden Reed leads all Packers receivers after four games. He caught seven passes for 139 yards on Sunday with a touchdown. He now has 17 catches for 336 yards and two scores for the season. Head coach Matt LaFleur:
I love how he competes and how he prepares for each and every battle. And then he goes out, and it's probably why he performs pretty well, because he's pretty consistent in his approach and does all the little things the right way, and then he's making big time plays.
I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help to protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fire safe while also protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from the tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
The Green Bay Packers have a penalty problem. Through four games, they rank tied for third in the NFL in penalties against with 34 after getting hit with another eight on Sunday against the Vikings. Almost two-thirds of those 34 penalties have come on offense, with the Packers' 22 infractions on that side of the ball ranking second worst in the NFL. That's the latest from Titletown. I'll have more tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
Sunny and breezy today, and it'll be mild too. Our high 73 this afternoon. The wind southwest at 15 to 25, gusting to near 35 at times. Clear tonight, will drop to 39 tomorrow, partly cloudy 64. On Friday, sunshine with a high of 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 45.
And more of Reality Radio at 9:12. We'll have some information regarding Lena's and their big Lena Palooza going on this weekend. Big G will be stopping a little bit later on this hour. I think we'll have a favorite places to eat giveaway, too. We're going to talk a little butternut volleyball right now. We have the two seniors from the butternut volleyball team in studio with us. Excuse to get out of school. You're welcome. Isabel Przybylski and Kendra Pritzel. Good morning to both of you. We'll snuggle up to the mic just a little closer there. Good morning to both of you.
Morning.
All right. I would like to say that you're here because you're excited to be on the radio, but I know there's going to be some McDonald's afterwards. So whatever it takes to get you here, you know, I'm all right with that. So both of you seniors, and Isabel, first of all, have you been playing volleyball for a long time?
Yeah, since middle school.
Since middle school, all right. Many years ago.
Yeah.
You're an old veteran now. So as you look back on some of your volleyball experiences, what are some of the things that stand out as the most memorable, maybe even going back to those first few years?
Being a libero has become something that's memorable to me. I looked up to Natalie Pollitt.
Okay.
When she was a senior.
Okay.
And I really wanted to be like her.
So when you were back in middle school, she was a libero for the ahead of you anyway,
yeah,
in school. All right. And describe, some people may not be familiar with what libero is for volleyball, if you're not volleyball savvy. So describe your position as libero and what that involves.
Libero is kind of for short people. Most short people play the back row only. It's kind of for girls that like to dig the ball more than hit the ball.
Okay.
Kind of thing. And not attacking at the net.
Okay. Well, you don't have to be short to be libero.
Yeah.
But typically, because the net game, you know, you just, you got to get up high to block and
yeah,
stuff like that. So So what do you do practice? I was talking with, I know who it was, one of the coaches last week, and I think that's the libero is just a crazy athletic position because basically you're just telling the other team, hit it as hard as you can, I'm going to go get it, right?
Yeah.
And you're gonna go get it. So how do you prepare? Talk about the process that led you to being a good libero. What did you have to get good at? What did the coaches say, okay, here's a couple of things that a good libero does?
Well, Cindy told me I had to get my passes up.
Okay.
Sophomore year, so I could become our varsity libero my junior year. And okay. We worked a lot on my passing and serving, especially. Last year I did a little bit of serving. I went in for Casey Shewinski in the back row last year, so she's a senior, so I didn't get to do a lot of serving, but serving has been a big focus for me this year.
So you not only have to dig out the ball that's coming at you, a lot of times moving pretty fast, but then you have to be able to get that to someone accurately, right? You're not
right.
Just hitting it like straight up in the air. You're trying to get it to a certain spot,
yeah.
Right? Because you got three hits to get that thing back over the net, right?
Right.
And you don't want that third one coming back to you, right?
Yeah.
But that was your greatest memory, right?
Sometimes I like to get those kills.
You get that one kill, the back roll libero spike, right?
Yep.
Yeah, is that demoralizing for the other team when that happens? Are they looking at you like, what just happened? The libero just spiked on us. You taunt them a little bit? No, I'm kidding. You don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. Talk about your team this year a little bit and what it's like with the rest of the crew. You had a lot of success this year.
Yeah, we have four new freshmen that came up, or three new freshmen.
Okay.
We have
three?
Maybe
okay.
It is four.
Four, okay.
We have one of our freshmen starting as our setter on varsity, and she's really getting the hang of it.
Okay.
She's doing a very good job, Gianna Nairing.
Okay.
And our other freshmen are doing a good job on JV. We have some girls that are struggling to stick it out, but
yeah,
I think we're really pulling it together.
Good.
Our last game was a really good game. We did a lot of communicating.
Good, good.
And it was some pretty good team bonding moments.
All right. We're with seniors Isabel Przybylski and Kendra Pritzel. Kendra, senior obviously also. So you're not one of the quote-unquote short people.
No.
You get to be up there spiking a little bit. You got
yep.
a little more height, right?
Yep.
All right. Talk about your career. When did you start playing volleyball, Kendra?
I started playing volleyball in fifth grade.
Okay.
My mom took on coaching, so it helped
yeah.
to have your mom by your side.
One of your favorite sports that you played?
Yep. Or,
yeah, always
for
enjoyed
sure.
it. And the sport itself, I think, especially around here with you know, Prentice and Phillips being so good, and Mercer's always good. I think the competition level has kind of taken everybody up a notch, hasn't
oh, yes.
it?
Most definitely. Forced
you to get better, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So what are some things that stand out in your career when you look back? Sometimes the best memories are those, you know, early years in fifth, sixth grade. But what stands out emotionally for you memory-wise?
Working hard in the offseason, being able to start on varsity as a freshman, really working towards that.
Yeah, and sometimes those off-season leagues and stuff like that can be, because you're learning. I mean, obviously you want to win, too,
yeah.
but there's a lot of learning, and that's a process that can be fun when you love the sport, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Because you have the opportunity to play summer leagues and all,
yep.
all that stuff now, right? All right. So talk about the team a little bit this year. You've had a lot of success. I think I heard you're 4-2 in conference. Is that right?
4-2, yep.
Tough conference. So talk about how your team has come together. Sounds like you have some young players contributing,
yeah.
right?
With Gianna starting, she's a scrappy freshman. She was a big asset to the team this year. Some new sophomores coming back, stepping up, taking that varsity level after losing three seniors last year.
Mm-hmm.
Really stepping up to get us to the top of the conference where we want to be.
Yeah. So what's it like to go up and just, you know, just hit that ball as hard as you know you can hit it?
It's so rewarding.
And it just spikes to the ground. What is that feeling like?
Getting up there and you see an open hole in the court spiking that ball, it's the best feeling.
Yeah. Is there more joy in spiking it like down to the floor, or is there more joy in maybe knocking it off the leg of a defender or something where they can't get to it?
I love hitting defenders. It's so fun.
Because when you're going up as a spiker, Is it just you're just going up to hit it as hard as you can, or is there a reading process of where the block is? Talk about that a little bit as a spiker.
Usually you have two blockers up on you, so you want to try to avoid it. So it's more about placing the ball rather hitting it hard, because if you hit it hard and into a block, there's really no point in hitting the ball.
Right. And a lot of times the defenders will change the way they block throughout the game.
Yep.
Excuse me. So it's not consistent, right? They may give you the line one time. They may split, give you the middle. They're always changing it up, the good teams, right? So you have to not only be seeing the ball for the spike, but as the ball's in the air, you're looking at the defender as you're spiking. So is that why once in a while you do, spikers just kind of whiff one once in a while?
Yeah.
Because you got a lot going on, right?
Yep.
I mean, there's a lot going on in that spike. It's been a good season for you so far. Let's get Coach Pritzel in here a little bit and chat a little bit too. Cindy, thank you.
Yes, thank you.
And we appreciate you taking the time to bring the girls in and updating us through the year on how the team's doing. Always a tough conference, always, you know, small school conference, but you've had some success this year. This has to be very rewarding for you as a coach to see the girls coming together.
It is. Of course, we lost three seniors, and it's always hard to rebuild after your seniors go. We had to step into two new setters, so we took on Gianna Nearing as our freshman, and Lizzie Pritzel came in to be a setter. They both do an amazing job. Josie Wagner, I will never deny Josie. She has stepped in. She started setting for us early this year. We just knew that she wanted to be that hitter, so we kind of left her to shift gears. Caitlin Bebo, she's our dual sporter, so she runs cross country, and she is a big asset. She came back. She took a year off last year with us, so she was able to come back, so I was very grateful for that. We have Elena Lynch, who is going to be our up-and-coming libero, along with Lindsay Kennedy. Those two, Elena is a junior, and Lindsay is a freshman, and both very, very competitive with each other on who wants to get that role. Mm-hmm. We also have Allie Ludloff, who is another sophomore, who stepped up this year immensely for being a sophomore. She took one of our important varsity positions. She's finding her confidence and doing a very good job. Taylor Furtak, she is a very big asset. I know she sometimes doesn't think that, but she is. She has stepped into our varsity position when we need her to, and she has always been our go-to for a hit. She is consistent on whether it not be a kill, but she has always gotten the hit in. Chloe Kennedy, she's been out. She had a foot injury early on, and she's been sick, so we've lost Chloe for a couple of games now. Hopefully she can come back and be strong. Kaylee Schleyer, she's had some ankle injuries. Now it has taken her out. It hopefully is not going to take her out all season, but it doesn't look very good right now. Again, I talked about Lizzie. She's another sophomore who has really stepped into her role. Virginia Augustine, who is a new freshman coming in, and Olivia Haman. Those two are my up-and-comers coming in fast and furious, too. So I know we have good replacements coming in for when my two seniors have to step away.
We're talking Butternut Girls Volleyball. The coaching side of volleyball always intrigues me because they didn't have boys volleyball when I was in high school, but played a little bit. But the coaching side of it can be challenging, I'm sure, sometimes, because the game has changed a lot. I remember when I was in high school, it was pretty much just, you know, you rotate in a good server, and that was kind of about it. But there's a lot of stuff going on as far as strategy, right?
Yes, correct. There is always a strategy of, are we going to put two blockers up on a hitter? Are we going to put one? If we put two up, can everybody cover the court? Being strategic and knowing where the good hitters are so we can put the blocks on them, and knowing where our strong blockers are is very always strategic. It's mentally challenging with some of these girls. Girls sports are always a little bit tougher. They come with a little bit more drama than other sports do. I love these girls to death, but they know what I'm talking about. We have lots of conversations about...
I call it attitudes.
Yes, attitudes, keeping together as a team and playing as a team. They showed they can do it when they swept Solon Springs on Monday, so they just need to keep rolling with that because that's what will give them the wins.
Yeah, and it is, like most sports, it is a game of momentum, too. It's amazing how you see teams that will roll through a first set and all of a sudden the other team gets a couple big hits. And I don't know if it's a confidence thing or whatever, but at the high school level, more than ever, I think the momentum is very important, isn't it, during
the game? It is, yes, because once we are a group that is now learning that if we create an error, we can't just keep going with it. We struggled with Mercer. We had lots of errors, and we just couldn't recover from it. That's really what we worked on in the last couple of practices, of when there is an error, you have to learn how to recover from it, wipe it, and move forward.
Yeah. Has serving, because I had this analysis last year when I was covering one of the tournament games, and I'm not sure if it's accurate or not, but it seemed to me like when you got a real, it used to be years ago when you had a really good server, they could dominate, they could make a run. There's still good servers now, but I think the level of game has gotten to the point where that's not so much anymore. So you still have good servers, but I don't think they can really run it like they used to, right?
No. Once they started the rally scoring, that kind of eliminated, you know, the servers being able to just run with it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when I played it, you'd have to serve to get the point. You didn't just rally score like we do now. And that has really upped the momentum of the game, that new scoring system. It really keeps you on your toes. I mean, you don't have a time to be down and out because you lose a point otherwise.
Yeah, and the percentage of players that are jump serving now, too.
Yes.
And the accuracy of that, to me, is amazing.
It is. There is really, our conference this year, there's really not a team that doesn't have somebody that can serve hard at you. I know everybody says the Northern Lights Conference isn't, you know, a strong conference, but that's not so true. There isn't anybody out there right now that's not looking to take you down. Everybody has come a long ways with serving. Serving is a big one. That really is an asset to your team, too.
I can underhand serve with a fist. I'm good at that. See, I come from so long ago, that was actually one of the serves. The coach would be like, just get it in. You know, don't give it away.
Absolutely.
But I don't think the underhand serve exists anymore, as everybody's overhand serving now. All right, so Isabel, let's get back to you. The rest of the year, what do we got going on here? And we got tournaments coming up, too, right?
Yeah, we have a tournament this weekend in Hurley.
Okay.
We play Schwamigan, which is our biggest rival. We really want to play them.
Yeah.
We haven't played them this season yet. We played them a little bit in summer league, but we've never done scoring yet, so we're excited to play them.
All right.
We're also going to see Mellon again, and we're looking for redemption.
Yeah. Mellon's got a tough team this year. Yeah, some good athletes. So, all right. And Kendra, as we get into tournament time, we know Mercer will be hanging around there, but hoping to get a higher seed and maybe make a little run, right?
Hopefully a home regional.
Yeah, home regional, that is the goal. Yep. All right. Well, congratulations to both of you on your careers. You made a lot of great memories, hopefully making more here.
Yep.
And Cindy, thank you for taking time to bring the girls in. So if people want to get out, I knocked that over. If people want to get out and support the Butternut Volleyball team, what's the next home contest?
We have our next home game on Monday, October 7th, and it is our Dig Pink night and our parents' night. So varsity will start at 7, JV will start at 6. We will do the Dig Pink and the parents' night between the JV and varsity games. So hopefully you can pack those stands for a good cause.
All right. Fantastic. All right. Isabel, Kendra, and Cindy, thank you all.
Thank you
for coming in. We'll archive this interview later for you if you missed any of it here on Reality Radio.
Want your business to thrive in northern Wisconsin? Join the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce today and showcase your business in the 2025 Price County Visitor's Guide. With 25,000 copies distributed across resorts, motels, restaurants, and Midwest sports shows, it's a great way to get noticed. Pick up a fall coupon book for $10 and save big with local businesses. Contact the Park Falls Chamber at 715-762-2703. Find them inside the Professional Building, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
We have Pete with us from Wheelway with a special announcement from the folks down at Wheelway in Fifield. Morning to you, Pete.
Good morning.
I understand that you guys have vehicles left from the big sale that you guys are going to make available here for a while. Yeah, tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. We still got some inventory left over from the sale, some nice trucks, some minivans, some cars. We're going to reduce the prices even down even more. And every car that's on the lot, any reasonable offer, we're going to accept your offer.
All right. So they can get on in there. What are the when should they stop on by there, or how can they do that, Pete?
Hey, give us a call. Can't make it down here. Our number is 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467. Or go on our website, wheelwayautoswithanS.com. Fill a credit application. Winter's coming up, and everybody's looking for a reliable and roadworthy vehicle. Every car that we sell has got a 1 month, 1,000-mile warranty. We got some nice inventory. They're looking for a new home.
And the service department, too. All right. Pete Wheelway in Fifield, good news for those looking for a vehicle. Pete, thanks for the update. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You bet. Pete at Wheelway, Fifield, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Stop on down and check it out.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Price Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let the tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks that the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, they'll fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-624-7544. 800-624-7544. 800-624-7544.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
It's 9:30. If you missed the interview with our Butternut Volleyball senior players and Coach Pritzel, we'll archive that for you at 98QCountry.com a little bit later on. Hopefully today we'll put that on there. I know there's always parents, grandparents that want to listen back to that. We're going to talk a little Lena Palooza. We got Lena from Lena's Bar and Grill and Lena's Northern Pines Resort out there. Lena, good morning to you.
Good morning, everybody.
And Big G is back in studio here. How are we doing, Big G?
Good, Joel. How are you?
Fantastic, fantastic. We're awake.
Well, that's good.
A rough start to the morning here, but we're all right now. Big event this weekend. We talked about it last week a little bit, Lena, but we want to reemphasize for those of you, even if you don't have an ATV or UTV, you can still take part in this. But this is going to be a big ride on Saturday, isn't it?
It's turning out to be a very big ride.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, sounds like you got a lot of people registered and ready to roll, and you always get more that show up at the last minute, right?
Yep, and some exciting news. Binky was telling me with the fundraising part of this. If we were to raise $15,000, there's another business out there willing to match that.
Wow.
So we're looking at if we can get to that $15,000 mark, we would appreciate everybody's help on coming on out. We've got a little mini four-wheeler, 1989 little gas four-wheeler we're going to raffle off also. Somebody was kind enough to donate that. So.
Nice. And the funds raised from this are going to go
To Catkins. They're looking to expand their building, and they need help.
Yeah, they've got a lot of great fundraising, and I'm optimistic by Halloween that we're going to have enough funds so they can really get that thing going. That's going to be awesome. So if you want to support Catkins now, even if they don't have an ATV, UTV, they can still come out to Lena's, right, and be a part of this.
Yes, absolutely. It starts at the Northern Pines in the morning. You can come on out for a breakfast, and then after that, if you buy a wristband for $40, it's going to go from the Pines up to Ransom's and Clam Lake, and then back down to Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, where they'll have a light lunch because of that wristband. They're going to then drive out to Willie Still, and then back down to Ridge Runners, and then to finish off with pizza, salad, and a soup buffet at the Northern Pines. And at each one of those stops is a 50-50 raffle that will benefit Catkins.
Wow. There's a lot going on, Big G.
Yeah, I'm planning on taking my Harley now. I'm not going to be going out to Ransom's because a lot of gravel out there and stuff, but I'm trying to plan a little alternate route for anybody who wants to bring their classic car, their vehicle, their bicycle, their motorcycle. So it's open to anybody. Come on out, and we're going to depart like right around that 9 o'clock time frame, and we're going to end up at Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden for lunch, probably between that 12 and 1 time frame there. And
if for some reason, Big G, people cannot make it out, but they would like to donate, they can drop a check off made out to Catkins. They can drop it right at the Northern Pines.
Okay.
Definitely. I know our Lions Club and stuff is making a donation and everything, so we're going to be out there Saturday morning.
Yeah. All right. Very good.
The rollout is going to be between 9 and 10 o'clock, depending on the amount of vehicles. Binky is going to take groups at a time. Not everybody's going to go all at once. We don't want to inundate the system out there.
Yeah. Are people paying extra to be in the Binky group? Is that what I hear?
No.
Okay.
No.
Just a rumor I heard. Well, you've had, how long have you had Northern Pines now, Lena?
Oh, a little over 3 months now.
Over 3 months. Yes. And you're kind of tweaking and making adjustments here and there. You've got specials every night of the week that you've mixed up a little bit, right?
Yeah, and that's based, Joel, off of recommendations from our customers.
Sure.
Hey, could you have this or could you have that? So a lot of that, our tweaking is based on that.
Yeah, yeah. So pay attention to the Facebook page is a great place to pay attention to all the updates that are going on there at Lena's. Just ask Big G. He knows.
Yep. And if you're a mature senior citizen, we're not going by age here.
Mature like that, yeah.
Yeah, nice. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday from 11:30 to 2:30. If you're a senior or if you have military background, you get a discount for coming in for lunch between 11:30 and 2:30, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays.
Yeah, that's it. Well, Big G, you're not a senior yet, all right?
I'm not quite there yet. Nope.
Getting there.
I'm getting there.
Although I did a couple months ago, I used my very first ever 55-plus senior discount, and I was thrilled and depressed at the same time.
It's a very humbling experience.
It is. But then I saw the price, and I was like, well, that's nice. Yeah. I'll take that. All right, so it all started at Lena's at Northern Pines. The takeoff will be Saturday morning at 9. Do I have that right?
Between
9 and 10. Again, various locations. So if you don't want to be there that early, they can always hook up at one of the locations, or they could come out later in the afternoon back to Lena's, right? When everything kind of loops back there.
Yep.
So whichever way you want to do it, this is a Catkins month here. We got Jordan's Way going on. We've got this fundraiser, and then on the 25th, we're going to cap it off. Hopefully when we get to our fundraiser on the 25th, they don't need any money and we'll just all go home. it's such a great cause, because I've always thought, Lena, that how we treat our furry friends, our pets, is a big reflection on society. It really is, isn't it?
Yep, and they're little angels, and we fail to realize that at times. And Joel and Big G, it takes a community. If you can house a cat, if you can house a dog, a senior dog, they're busting at the seams out there with the animals. And if you have a little bit more room in your heart and within your home to take good care of an additional little critter, please do so. Reach out to Catkins.
Yep, Catkins Animal Rescue. org. They're out just west of Park Falls on E. You'll see the sign out there that points to Catkins. All right. Anything else you got there, Big G?
Well, we got Lena's got another giveaway here. Lena, boy, we got a new exciting special coming up on Tuesdays, huh?
Why don't you tell us
about that?
Well, so many compliments about the pork and dumplings. So we've decided to nix the south of the border stuff on Tuesdays. We're going with pork and dumplings or chicken and dumplings buffet on Tuesdays, and that includes the soup and salad bar.
All right.
All right. And that open every day, Tuesday through Friday, 11:30?
Yes.
Okay. And Saturdays and Sundays, 7 a.m. for that breakfast buffet.
That is correct. And we've got a small little breakfast menu to follow that up now. You get some eggs over easy, toast, waffles, some omelets. That's coming in 2 weeks, actually.
Yeah. I would guess on the weekends, you probably got the ball games on out there for people out there.
Yeah, ball games, football games.
In the bar area there. So if the game doesn't go the way you want, you can go out and jump in the lake and cool off or whatever you want to do. Ventilate out there a little bit, yell to the football gods in the sky on the lake, whatever you want to do. A lot of space out there. It's such a beautiful spot.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of space, a great time to plan your holiday parties, gatherings, weddings out there. What a beautiful venue to have a wedding out there. The whole wedding party can stay right out there and one of 10 of your beautiful cabins out there.
So, absolutely.
You're planning a fall wedding. What a beautiful venue to have it at.
Yeah, and even Christmas gatherings. If you find you don't have enough room in your home and you'd like to have them a little bit closer to you, the lodges are open year-round out there. Be happy to have people come on out and stay with us.
Okay, and again, to find it, is Facebook the best way or the website?
Yep.
Or what?
Lena's Northern Pines.
Lena's Northern Pines.
Yep,
all right.
Lena'sNorthernPines.net. You can go right to our booking site.
All right. Yeah.
One more shout out, though, gentlemen. Speaking of animals, those of you that are deer hunters and grouse hunters, there's still plenty of cabins available late October into the November season. Check us out.
All right, very good. All right, we got a gift certificate we're going to give away, I understand, right,
PG? We do, yep. It's a $25 gift certificate. This is good at either Lena's Northern Pines and Butternut or Lena's Bar and Grill and Good.
All right. We'll do something a little bit different. Now, I created a post on the 98Q Country Facebook page and has Lena's Bar and Grill. I think it's Lena's Northern Pines. You'll see that's the very first post there. So just go on there and comment on it. Maybe tell us maybe what you love about Lena's, or just a comment on there. Say, enter me to win. And tomorrow morning, I will pick a winner from all the comments on there, and they'll win what, Big G?
They're going to win a $25 gift certificate, and I could comment on my favorite sandwich out there, the barbecued brisket grilled cheese. Now, I know I'm not eligible because I'm a civic media employee, but I just want to just recommend that. If you want a great lunch, go on out there and get that barbecued brisket grilled cheese sandwich.
Barbecue Excellent. Brisket grilled cheese, a highly yeah. recommended by Big G. I didn't get that. Sandwiches don't get that very often, Lena.
Well,
that's...
speaking of sandwiches, gentlemen, yeah. we have three new ones coming.
Oh, really?
We're going to have a new updated menu next week. We're going to have a fish sandwich. Now grilled, or if you like the deep fried, we're going to have a fish sandwich, and we've got a new Monte Crisco being added to the menu.
Monte Crisco, what's in a Monte? What's Monte Crisco?
Oh, that's cheese, bacon, the
okay,
different types of meats, all on a toasted bun.
He had me at bacon. All right, all right. So $25. Comment on the Lena's post on the 98Q Facebook page to be eligible to win. Lena's she's got her brewer. Shirt on today, ready to cheer on the Brewers and our comeback today from that loss yesterday, right?
Right.
Yeah,
and underneath
a disappointing game.
Underneath is my Packer shirt too.
Yeah.
So come on, everybody. We need to jump on board here with our teams.
That's right.
We want to go to the Super Bowl. We want to go to the World Series. Let's go. Wake up.
Hey, it can happen. It can happen. All right. So enter on the Facebook page for your chance to win that $25 gift certificate. We'll announce the winner tomorrow morning. All right, Lena Palooza, great event. Lena, thank you so much for
my
coming
pleasure,
in
gentlemen.
And joining us. Thank you, Big G.
Thank you.
Lena's Northern Pines out on Butternut Lake and Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden.
Progressive presents Renters MVP's Most Valuable Possessions. Today's MVP, Joe Fallon's bedroom mini fridge. Sure, this pint-sized chiller's max capacity is 3 soda cans, but what it lacks in stature, it makes up in cooling strength. Each beverage a perfect 37 degrees every time. And the 2 feet Joe walks to get a drink? Priceless. That's why his mini fridge is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Sunny and breezy today, and it'll be mild too. Our high 73 this afternoon. The wind southwest at 15 to 25, gusting to near 35 at times. Clear tonight, will drop to 39 tomorrow, partly cloudy 64. On Friday, sunshine with a high of 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
98Q Country.
Girl, you know I've known you forever. How many nights we hung out together? Same little crowd, little bar, little town around this old dance floor. My boys are laughing, tap me on the shoulder, making a motion like a jaw get any closer. They wanna know what's up, why I'm still holding you, even when the song is over. There's a rumor going round about me and you, stirring up our little town. Last week or two. So tell me why we even trying to deny this feeling. I feel it, don't you feel it too? There's a rumor going round and round and round. What you say we make it true? We make it true. I could shut them down, tell them all the crazy. I can do whatever you want me to do, baby. Or you could lay one on me right now. We could really give them something to talk about. There's a rumor going round about me and you, stirring up our little town the last week or two. So tell me why we even try
it and I'm his feeling. I feel it, don't you feel it too? There's a rumor going round and round and round. What you say we make it true? Talking girl, or should we just make them stop? And there's a rumor going round about me and you, stirring up a little town
last week
or two. Oh, tell me why we even trying to deny this feeling. I feel it and you feel it too. And there's a rumor going round and round and round. Say we make it, make it true. What you say we make it true?
Yeah. Check it out
at the bonfire.
Bonfire.
The parking lot. Or anywhere in between.
Best station ever.
Hey, thanks for cranking the country.
98Q Country.
Well, you're not sure that you love me, but you're not sure enough to let me go. Baby, it ain't fair, you know, to just keep me hanging around. You say you don't wanna hurt me, don't wanna see my tears. So why are you still standing here just watching me drown? And it's alright, yeah, I'll be fine. Don't worry about this heart of mine. Just take your love and hit the road. There's nothing you can do or say. You're gonna break my heart. Just leave the pieces when you go. Now you can drag out the heartache. Baby, you can make it quick. Really get it over with and just let me move on. Don't concern yourself with this mess you left for me. As long as you're gone. And it's alright, yeah, I'll be fine. Don't worry about this heart of mine. Just take your love and hit the road. There's nothing you can do or say. You're gonna break my heart anyway. So just leave the pieces when you go. You're not making up your mind.
go, the Wreckers at 98Q Country. Well, a few more events to talk about here on Reality Radio before we slip out the door and let Laura take over. Laura McKenna in from 10 until 2. A big silent auction going on at the Peace Center here in Park Falls. This is a week from Saturday, October the 12th. They're doing that from 10 to 2. So put that on your calendar, 10 to 2, a week from Saturday the 12th. Silent auction to support their youth group, which is raising money to attend an Endure 2025 youth gathering. So we'll talk about that as we get closer. And October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. So a lot of activities going on. We're going to try to get Rachel in here from our local Embrace shelter to talk a little bit more about this. Last year alone, domestic violence claimed 109 lives in the state of Wisconsin. This averages out to one death every 3.3 days in just in the state of Wisconsin. So Domestic Violence Awareness Month, the Embrace website has a lot of good information on there. And we're going to see if we can get Rachel on here this month to talk a little bit more in detail about that. We talked about Fall Harvest Festival in Phillips going on Saturday. We're going to be there live. We just learned, actually, just during our Reality Radio this morning, that Gray is going to be out there live on the grounds with the 98Q prize wheel, having some fun. I know last year we were right out in front of the post office. You can't miss us out there. We got a whole new fancy schmancy tent and a prize wheel, and should be a good time out there at the Phillips Fall Harvest Festival Saturday. So we'll be out there on the grounds broadcasting from there. What else? Got some other things I wanted to mention before I slide out the door here. Oh, Bloodmobiles. We do have Bloodmobiles coming to our area. Check out redcrossblood.org or redcross.org, I think it is, for local opportunities for you to give blood. Blood very much in need, of course. We're back with high school football on Friday night, another doubleheader. We're going to have Shawamigan up in Hurley and Phillips traveling to Athens, both of those games Friday night. Shawamigan over on 103.1, Phillips right here on 98Q, and Brewer baseball, of course, today. Oh, it's an elimination game. We didn't want to hear that after the first game, but it is. 6 o'clock tonight, we'll have coverage for you. Brewer baseball right here on 98Q Country. We'll archive the Reality Radio interviews we did. We'll get those all sliced and diced up and get those posted on our podcast section of 98QCountry.com a little bit later on here today. Keyword for today, Ducks, D-U-C-K-S. Ducks, get that texted to us. You'll be in for the Dells ticket package. We already made Pat Lischnisky and... I think I say Pat's last name different every time, but she's probably used to it. So, Patricia, congratulations. And Eddie Busta, also, he was our winner yesterday. You could be our winner today. Put that Civic Media app on your phone and text us through the 98Q app there, the word Ducks, and you will be in. Laura McKenna coming in next. Gray pulling the full shift minus an hour from 2 to 6 today. Have a great Wednesday, everybody. Shenandoah.
Riding down the road in my pickup truck, you better be ready, cause I'm picking you up. With a full moon shining and a little bit of luck, we'll run out of gas and maybe get stuck. We could get lost, baby, I don't care. I ain't worried as long as you're there. There ain't no place that I'd rather be next to you, sitting next to me. There ain't no place that I'd rather be next to you, next to me. Barbecue chicken in aluminum foil, just enough money for my gas and oil. Need your shrimp and your caviar, I sooner have you just the way you are. Rich people got the money to hold, mansion on the hill and diamonds and gold. They can't compare as far as I can see. Next to you, sitting next to me, there ain't no place that I'd rather be. Next to you, next to me. Change the station if the news comes on. When the signal ain't coming in too strong, we'll make our own music, honey, all night long.
country classic Shenandoah. We're going to jump back in here. Laura McKenna coming in just a second. But what we love about reality radio is we just fit people in whenever we can and make things work. And we got Mr. Patterson with us, our high school athletic director. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, Joel.
Hey, we are ready for we're winding down this fall season already. And we're getting into the latter half of the season here. Let's talk a little football first. What a nice win for the Shawamigan football squad over Athens on Friday there, Darren.
It certainly was. We ended up winning the game 32-0. But, you know, and we actually had a couple touchdowns called back in the game, too. But it was certainly an impressive performance. We were very physical and strong up front on both the offense and defensive lines. And that allowed our athletes, we have some really good athletes on our team, and allowed them to make some big plays in the game. It was a really fun game to be, especially if you're a Screaming Eagle that night.
Yeah.
Now we turn the page, Joel. We're 3-2 on the season, so we're a game over 500. And we know we have our hands full with Hurley this Friday, and this is Hurley's first year of playing 8-man football, but we're well aware of what a strong tradition that they've had playing the traditional 11-man over the years. So we know we better bring our A game, because Hurley's kind of a school that a lot of schools over the years have measured themselves against. So big game this Friday.
Yeah, Hurley and Phillips remaining yet, a couple of the top teams in the conference. So that'll be a fun one. We'll have it. If you can't make it up to Hurley, we'll have it on 103.1 with Steve Jetland on Friday night. Volleyball has been busy. They were at Athens, I believe, last night, right?
They were, yep, and unfortunately the Blue Jays got us in that game. But we're still encouraged by a lot of things we're seeing there. The girls are 8-13 on the season right now. Last year we only had 2 wins, so every win that we get from this point forward, you know, is just extending, and I guess, improvement if we're measuring it by wins and losses. So we'd like to get a couple more wins before the tournament, and I actually got some information today about the seed meeting determines seeds for WIA volleyball seeding purposes today. So you're kind of talking about, as you segue into me, that things are kind of coming to a end here, I guess. But, yep, that's usually a sign when you start thinking seeds and where we're going to go for the tournament stuff. But we'd like to notch a couple more wins, Joel, and kind of go in with some momentum. And we'll have an opportunity this week, and we're going to Hurley to compete in the Hurley Classic, so we'll probably get 5 or 6 matches on Saturday coming up, and hopefully we can get a few wins there and kind of improve our record and help our seeding purposes.
Yeah, some good rivalry games Saturday too. I think Mellon's going to be there. I believe Butternut's going to be there, so that'll be some fun rivalry games for Shawamigan at that Hurley Classic on Saturday.
No doubt, and it's fun to play some of the northern schools too. Sometimes, you know, once we really get into the main portion of our schedule, it's just like Marrowood School after Marrowood School and some of the schools south of us. So it's nice to kind of compete against schools up here in our area, which we'll have the opportunity to do this weekend.
Yeah, Shawamigan Cross Country will be at Athens tomorrow. They got to run through the lights or whatever it is in that event last weekend. That's becoming, I think, one of the runners and one of the team's favorite events is that night run.
There's no question. The kids absolutely love running in that. And just so our listeners out there understand, so Stratford started this tradition. I don't know if it's the third or fourth year, but that sounds about how long they've been doing it. And they select a Friday night, and they have a bunch of generators out on the cross-country course because it's a 5,000-meter run. It's long. It's 3.1 miles. So they'll have generators out along the course, and they light up the whole place. Obviously, we can't have kids running in the dark and such, but they'll light the whole thing up, and they call it a night run. And it seems to be attracting a lot of schools to it. I know there's some fundraising efforts behind it. I don't know exactly what they're fundraising. It's some type of cancer research, I believe. But it's for a good cause, and the kids just love it. And I like it for the cross-country kids because, you know, I'm just going to be honest, a lot of people don't necessarily go and watch them run or compete, but, you know, I always see our cross-country kids at the football games, you know, cheering the football kids on, and they're always at the volleyball matches, you know, making the gym a loud place to be, and they kind of get lost in the spectator sport. Not that they necessarily desire or need an audience, but it's kind of a fun night for them then, because it's just a different stage from a different environment, and I think that's probably why they relish it so much.
Right. All right, very good. A memorable time in the cross-country team. Again, will be at the Athens Invite tomorrow as the cross-country season, again, winding toward the regional sectionals here very soon. All right, and we got some middle school stuff going on too, so people can always check.